A ham radio operator uses his knowledge of two-way radio to supplement communications when power goes out and a fail-safe 800 megahertz system fails. Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, is in the newsroom with details.
According to news reports, the power mains problem began near Yuma, Arizona, affected by the September 8th blackout where parts of Southern California, southwestern Arizona, and northern Mexico. All of these areas share the same power grid, and in Southern California alone, 8 million customers lost electric service. And when the lights went out in San Diego, so did parts of the region's 800 megahertz shared emergency communications network. The problem that arose was that in some North County service areas, mobiles in the field could not hear the dispatchers. In other places, the dispatchers could not communicate with their mobile stations. But thanks to some thoughtful planning by North County Fire Battalion Chief Don Stevens, KF6ATL, a combination of ham radio know-how and an aging VHF commercial radio system, all was not lost.
Probably 15 years ago, most of the fire departments in North San Diego County were on a VHF system. And subsequent to that, the San Diego County, for interoperability reasons, built a regional communication system, which they call the RCS system. And it's a Motorola system, and like other Motorola systems throughout the United States. Before we went to the dispatch system that we currently are dispatched on at present, we were one of the last holdouts to go on to the 800 system. And when we did that, one of the decisions that a couple of us made was to not only keep our licenses, but turn our then remote-based transmitters into repeaters. And we felt that we weren't going to do what a lot of the cities did, and that was to completely get rid of their VHF infrastructure altogether.
Stevens tells Newsline that while his department is a part of the countywide 800 megahertz system, when the switchover took place, he decided to keep the San Diego North County VHF system as a backup.
What we did is we had about six or seven frequencies licensed to, at then, Fallbrook Fire Department, and we're now North County Fire Department. And slowly but surely, I took those licenses, turned three of them into what we call command channels or command frequencies, and we strategically located them on mountaintops throughout North San Diego County. One of the first repeaters we put up was on a place called Buffalo Bump that's on Camp Pendleton, then followed by another same license repeater or license frequency on Palomar Mountain, and then another frequency located on Red Mountain, all within eyesight of Fallbrook. And then I have one more local repeater, which I consider a low-level repeater, located in downtown Fallbrook.
That forward planning by KF6ATL paid off when the power failure hit.
I was off that day in which the 800 failure occurred with the power outage, and luckily one of my counterparts who works for the city of San Marcos, Dave Schloss, recognized that there was a failure, and like myself, he realizes that we needed to do something with our 800 system to have backup redundancy. And so he reacted quickly and called up the dispatch center and started moving all the traffic over to my North County Fire's VHF repeaters.
We asked Stevens if his experience as a radio amateur helped in the pre-planning of the North County VHF radio backup system.
Pretty much everything I've done myself. I taught myself how to program repeaters. The only thing I didn't do was hang the antennas.
In the end, Stevens hopes that other communities will do as he did and make certain that some sort of backup emergency radio system is in place. This just in case the unthinkable happens and the primary system fails. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. I'm in the studio in Los Angeles.
If nothing else, this is another incident that proves putting all emergency communications eggs into a single, supposedly fail-safe system that can very easily fail is not a very good idea.